to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio.
All right, second hour of the National Intel Report. Your host, Michael Herzog, subbing, sitting in for an ailing John Stadtmiller, who is probably been wearing too many hats and running in six different directions, folks. So I've got my special guest who's agreed to stay with me here, ride shotgun. Thank you so much for that, Nadia, because, you know, John, bless his heart, he threw me on here without any advance notice, and I didn't have a show. I was done for the week. And I really
Well, I'm happy to do it. I'm having fun, so that's good.
Well, I appreciate you sitting in. Now, I'm going to get into a little bit about what our buddy Rummy is up to lately, but we got a couple more callers here that I want to get to first, okay? So let's – well, first we're going to go to Don in Ohio, and then Davey in Texas is next. Don, you're on with Michael and Nadia. Go ahead.
Ron Paul needs to get his message out a little bit more and stuff like that. And I thought, you know, what better way to do it than to, you know, get – like after – they're done in the House and stuff like that, you know, they can give the free speeches and stuff like that, have as many, you know, diagrams drawn up and stuff like that, and go on there for an hour a night, and, you know, that stuff would get on the YouTube, you know, do it one night on, you know, the Fed, one night on the IRS, you know, debt, you know, the whole thing, you know, but get a whole series of them, you know, put on YouTube. I mean, that, you know, that'd get spread around.
You mentioned that on John's Cash Flow show today, didn't you, Don?
That there?
No,
I don't
yeah.
think so. I don't
huh?
think so. I don't
you
think didn't? So. Maybe
no,
I did. I don't know.
I think you did. Well, if you didn't, somebody did. or something similar to that. But no, I think it's a great idea, Nadia. You know, what do you think about that, Nadia?
Well, you know, we're just bombarded with information, and it's a real challenge. Especially for someone like Ron Paul, who is being squeezed out of the mainstream to get his message through, because he's being filtered, unfortunately. But you know, one thing that I observed in one of the primaries, and don't ask me which one, I don't know, New Hampshire may have been, but they had the pie charts on CNN, and they had Richardson, who had 2%, and they had him on the pie chart. But Ron Paul, who had a much higher percentage, he didn't even make it on the pie chart. It was such a blatant and obvious exclusion from the reporting. I thought it was disgusting. So, Don, I agree with you. You know, I wish there were more ways that we could help him get the word out. But what I think is amazing, he continues to raise a lot of money. And somewhere, when you're talking about voter fraud and some of these places where people say they voted for him and it didn't show up, I think it's interesting that the amount of money that he's raised doesn't seem to correlate with the number of votes that get registered. So I think that should raise a red flag.
Right. I might have suggested, I don't know, I was suffering the flu too, so I might have suggested, I just forgot.
Well, okay. All right, well, thanks for the input, Don. I appreciate it. And it is a good idea. Okay, let's go to, by the way, phone lines are open, folks, rest of the day, 800-313-9443. Participate in the National Intel Report. Okay, let's go to – now, I got a break coming up shortly, but let's go to Davey in Texas, and I'll hold you over if we don't get through. Davey, Michael Herzog, and Nadia Shamsuddin with you. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. I've really enjoyed Nadia's show in the morning, too. I have the trumpets blare, and then that movie, The Adventures of Baron von Munchausen, and the Time Bandits, and Nadia comes on. And it's just a whole new adventurous day. What can you say?
That's quite a lineup.
Say, Nadia, have you ever made any falafel?
Yes, I have, and it's very healthy for you, by the way.
It is, isn't it?
It's made from chickpeas. It's quite good. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you share your recipe on the air, or is it a family secret?
Oh no, that's a secret. Can't do that.
That's what I figured. Well, do you know the history of falafel?
Well, gee, no, I've never actually stopped thinking about it.
I don't even know what falafel is, guys, but I'll hold you over, Davey. We're going to take a break. Michael Herzog, the National Intel Report, sitting in for an ailing John Stadtmiller with Davey from Texas and Nadia Shamsuddin. Be right back, folks.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I'm afraid not. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, Michael Herzog, sitting in for an ailing John Stadtmiller. I really give you folks kudos for bearing with me here because John's tough shoes to fill, boy. But at any rate, okay, I have my special guest, Nadia Shamsuddin, who has a show on the morning Escape from Freedom, 9 a.m. Central, and she is riding shotgun with me, and I really appreciate that, Nadia, that you're doing that. Now, we're going to get back to Davey, finish up your thoughts. The phone lines are loaded up here, so let's go back to Davey. Any closing thoughts, Davey?
Oh, man, put me in the closing thoughts box.
What's the matter?
Well, it just shuts everything down right away, you know. Well, anyway, Nadia, that history of the falafel. Well, do you think that there were actually people called the children of Israel that were in Egypt at one time?
Well, that's what the Old Testament says.
That's what it says anyway. Well, so they were leaving, and they got over there to the Red Sea, and, you know, Moses, they got the water parted, and they went across. Well, what happened was, you know, the Pharaoh woke up that next day, right? And he didn't have those ladies. They usually came over there and made his falafel, see? And then he was out of falafel, you know, because they didn't have refrigeration back then. So guess what happened next?
I can't imagine.
Well, he sent his army after the Hebrew women that made falafel.
It was that good.
Yes,
wow,
ma'am.
I want his recipe.
Yeah, if you read the story on that, it was originally made with the Egyptian white bean, you know.
Oh.
That's got to be some killer falafel, I tell you.
Yeah, well, anyway, just a little piece of history there. when you get that star map, you know, you saw that movie, Time Bandits?
No, I missed that one.
Did they eat falafel, too? Time Bandits, that was produced by George Harrison. Yeah, I saw it.
You saw Time Bandits?
Yeah, well, I don't remember falafel in it, though.
No, there wasn't falafel in it. But the point is, there's that kingdom of outer darkness out there where they got that crystal ball and those goofy people that do those crazy things.
All right, look, Davey, I got to let you go. You're making me hungry here. I have no idea what falafel is, but my stomach's starting to growl, okay? And my phone lines are loaded, so have a good weekend, buddy. I got to let you go, all right? Falafel, you're going to have to tell me about that one later.
We'll see you later, Dave.
Yeah, Dave. All right, so we got phone lines are loaded here. I'm going to go to Doug in New Hampshire next. Doug, you're on with Michael and Nadia. Go ahead.
This is Doug in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I'm a longtime Ron Paul supporter.
Yeah, and, Ron Paul. Go ahead.
And I just thought I'd let you guys know, I'm real happy at, you know, how well Ron Paul's doing. You know, he's got a good message, a large group of grassroots volunteers. I've been raising monies. But I'd just like to let you know he's going to do even better. I'm basically in a prosperity program. Supposedly these prosperity programs, don't exist or are scams, but those of us in the programs, of course, believe in it. People not in the programs are probably non-believers. There's websites out there that say it's, you know, a scam. There's websites out there that say they exist. So it just depends, you know, where you get your information. It's kind of difficult to prove, but I will say, you know, I'm in four different programs. I'm in one of the big programs. And generally speaking, there's, I think, between 300,000 and 3 million of us worldwide who will be coming into monies in these programs. And I would say, generally speaking, they all want to see a change in government, and Ron Paul's the guy. So I will say this, when the programs pay, Ron Paul's not going to have any money problems. All the people in the program will be able to pay the maximum $2,300, you know, for them, their wives, friends, and the way around it will be, you know, you do private advertising, produce private advertising. Are you familiar with Larry Lepard in Mass?
No.
I've not heard of it.
Larry Lepard in Mass, I don't know, he's probably like a millionaire. He ran private advertising for Ron Paul. He ran a one-page ad in the USA Today Thanksgiving. It was 80 to 100,000. Then he ran an ad in the New York Times and attended the New Hampshire papers. So he's probably, you know, spent, you know, 200,000. There's somebody in Nevada, I think, spent 135,000. Then last Friday, I got an email that there's a mystery billionaire that's been working for 2 or 3 months, has produced 3 one-hour miniseries on Ron Paul and 3 one-minute commercials, which will promote this mini-series, and they want to run it anywhere from 2 to 3 times between now and 5 February.
Now, then they said where they're going to air that?
No, that he hasn't come out to say that, and of course a lot of people are saying they're real skeptical and say it's a hoax, but my gut tells me it's real.
It'd be really hard to break through the major networks, get something like that on there, you know. Of course you have the internet, but if you're talking about national broadcast.
Now, we'll see, you know, I've been in this program a long time waiting for the money, so I had to develop patience. I can't believe how unpatient Ron Paul people are. They say this guy's a hoax and all this, but, you know, they say they're going to do it between now and 5 February. I say, you know, by 5 February, we'll know if it's a hoax. And then, of course, I heard there was a second billionaire, and, you know, I, being a good detective and, you know, I kind of know all the players, I tracked down Dick Mills there, Ron Paul Friends USA, and he was working with John Stadtmiller on that person.
Right.
So he was supposed to, you know, come through with programming, which is different from the first guy. But then on Thursday night came out the bad news that his FEC lawyer said that, you know, there's not enough time to do the paperwork and put the programming together for 5 February. But, you know, it's not that he won't help Ron Paul. He might help him afterwards if he doesn't get the Republican nomination, I guess.
Well, I think the whole thing's encouraging. I've got to stop you, Doug, because my phone lines are loaded here, and I'm going to have to start cutting down on the amount of time I give each listener. But yes, it is encouraging. I don't know much about it. I know that you're talking about these meetup groups and so forth with the money that's coming in for the campaign, and I don't think Ron Paul's going to have any problem, because I know Stadtmiller's working behind the scenes on this as well. So I appreciate the input, buddy. I got to run here. I got loaded lines. Let's go next to Dave in Canada. Dave, you're on with Michael and Nadia. Go ahead.
How doing, Mike? Natalie?
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
It's a pleasure to speak to you. Look, we got a solution up here. And just hear me out for a second. Look, we can't vote. We know what problems your country has with what leadership you've got in there. And what crap comes down the pipeline, we're faced with it in Canada because our Prime Minister's got his face up the back end of your president anyways. But if we can turn around, and all of us collectively, in the UK, in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, we watch Fox, we watch CN, we see what sponsors are there, and boycott the buggers. Don't put 1 cent into their coffers. That will hurt them worse than anything else. And just flood the... that's all we can do. We can't vote, because we know what problems you've got, and we know Ron Paul is the answer. But we can't vote. All we can do is boycott their sponsors. And if you take the bucks out of their back pocket, then that's where you kick them low.
Well, that's interesting. We appreciate your input from across the border.
Well,
that's great.
We're faced with the same problem you are. Whatever happens in your country, guess what? We're right down the tubes with you.
A lot of other countries
over in Europe and everywhere, we're faced with the same problem.
No, I agree with you. And I've gone into Google and looked at the sponsors. Matter of fact, I think somebody emailed me the sponsors for Fox News to boycott them. So it is accessible. We can do that. Okay, Dave, thank you for your input. I appreciate that. It's a great point. Yeah. All right, let's go to Henry in Connecticut. Henry, you're on with Michael and Nadia. Go ahead with the National Intel Report.
Hello. Okay, can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Hello. All right. I want to make there's a little difference, though, the guy that just called just before me talking about Europe and Canada, it's all the same. It's not exactly all the same. I'll give you a couple of differences. I talked to people who have been to Denmark, Germany, and a couple of places. They, at the top, you have some of the older ones. See, the biggest problem with all these politicians is they're all very old and have the same outlook. We need to have people much younger who are not as wrapped up in all that religious stuff, I mean Luciferian or Christian, either one of those, who aren't wrapped up in all this idea of multiculturalizing all one world humanity and whether all the races go together and mankind must grow and evolve spiritually and all that. And don't tell me they don't think that, because William Cooper was on in 1994, 5, 6, and 1999, reading books by some of these people in Washington's each one of those presidents' candidates from candidacies. From Jimmy Carter's cabinet to one member from Reagan's cabinet, Bush Senior, Clinton, all of them, most of them. And I'm just sick of it. We should have stuff like magnetic motors, solar stuff. Now, that's another thing, too. Europe does a lot of stuff with that, too, some of the European countries. I'm talking Germany. England seems to have more of this outlook for the world and different cultures, and we must grow and evolve. That's the one country that has a similar outlook in Europe, I say primarily, that's linked to with the United States and Canada, and of course Israel, of course. All of it's got to stop. And the difference is that at least over there, with some of the people at the mid-level, not at the top, but at the mid-level, and the people themselves, and I mean the citizenry, not talking about the socialist government or monarchy government or Republican government like what we have, but they think more in practical, scientific, and logically, where it seems to be, especially here in America, with any of these leaders, regardless whether Democrat or Republican, everything in them has to link to everything with this world order or with religion, even with our younger people, even people, well, I'm similar age, but I'm older than them, but I'm not that old. Even with people of college students, the attitude that Pelosi and Clinton and Bush and many of these leaders have, Hillary, have to what people even in their 20s, and it's just to keep things in line and whether they grow spiritually or whether they accept all this concept of one world together and one and multiculturalism, and it's garbage. It's just crap and it's a failure.
Oh, now, sure it is. It's all propaganda. Okay, Henry, I got to stop. We got to go to a break. Okay, and you've made some excellent points here. My lines are loaded, buddy. I'm gonna have to let you go, but we'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, the National Intel Report, with my shotgun writing guest, Nadia Shamsuddin, with Escape from Freedom at 9 a.m. Central. We'll be back, folks, with Dave, Mark, and Mo, and more to come. So stick with us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report, sitting in for an ailing John Stadtmiller with my shotgun writing guest host, Nadia Shamsuddin, who has a show on in the morning, 9 a.m., Escape from Freedom. Okay, we've still got some more callers here. Let's go to Dave in New York. Dave, you're on with Michael and Nadia. Go ahead, sir.
So let me give you some good stuff about a real patriot who actually is doing something more than talking about it. Now, I say real patriot because, you know, today everybody wants to be a patriot, but the patriot in historical sense is one who opposes injustice and tyranny. So if okay. if you oppose injustice and tyranny wherever you come across in life, you are a real patriot. If you do not oppose injustice and tyranny, if you go along with injustice, you are a coward or a fraud or something else. Okay. What's going on here? This particular individual went to visit his congresswoman, who was Congresswoman Carolyn McCarthy, to discuss the subject of illegal immigration. She would not meet with him. He was told to leave. The next day, the local government came over to his residence and confiscated all of his firearms, including long arms. There is no statutory empowerment for such action, and there was no judicial authorization, meaning a warrant or an order of protection or something like that. So this individual, as I said, is a real patriot because he would not take this. He filed a lawsuit, and he's suing Congresswoman McCarthy along with the county government, and the case is actually going somewhere. The case is taking hold, and it was not dismissed. It has survived the first round of motion to dismiss, and strangely enough, for some reason, his property taxes just got increased. An error in the computer. The computer seems to have changed the numbers by themselves. Well, the problem was remedied, okay, and it's suspected retaliation. It's suspected harassment. I mean, you know, out of all the people, maybe his numbers were just the one to get changed, so they remedied it back. And that's what's going on with this. But like I said, this individual has actually taken action because basically out there what they're saying is someone showed up at his door, no warrant, no arrest, no nothing. We're taking your long guns. And there's no such law in the book. And a lot of gun owners out there feel very comfortable, like, well, you own long guns. Nobody could just, the executive branch could never just show up at my door for no reason and say, we're taking your long guns. Well, it happened. So you should be aware of that, that it has happened, that the executive branch apparently considers themselves so above the law that they will do anything they want. So don't ever think that they won't do it. If it's physically possible, it's possible.
Well, absolutely, and you know, a lot of the legislation that we're seeing go through is supporting actions like this.
But you know what? Legislation, I mean, don't get me wrong. Whenever there's gun legislation on the table, I always oppose anti-gun legislation. But this point shows that legislation doesn't mean anything. I mean, if there was such legislation saying the executive can just confiscate your long guns for any reason, everybody would oppose it. But you know what? This shows that the executive branch, they don't give a damn whether there's statutory empowerment or not. If they want to come over and take your long guns, they're going to come over and take it. That's it. You know what I mean? So the executive branch
true,
is so out of control.
I'm talking about are the broad strokes that are deconstructing the Bill of Rights. That's what I'm talking about. These broad measures that are being brought into law that are given lots of wiggle room to do just about anything they want.
Yeah, but the point is, why bother? Because even if there isn't such law, they're going to do it anyway. I mean, think of a bully. Could you reason with the bully? The bully is there. No, I'm doing this. That's it. You know, he don't care about laws. He don't care about, you know, and that's what happened to this particular individual. There was, you know, a lot of people think, well, there's no law empowering executive branch to do this, therefore they can't do it. Well, guess what? They did it without it. You know what I mean?
Well,
so that's
why. Dave, tell me, in this day and age with what you see going on and what I see going on with all the reports that I get in and on my show, and, well, I'm doing John's show today, but does that really surprise? It doesn't surprise me. I mean, yeah, you're right, but it doesn't surprise me. I mean, these people are going to great lengths to do whatever they want to do, and basically the curtain's coming down, and they're just, you know, they're having it anybody they want to have at, and they're basically saying, we don't care.
And the answer to that is not legislation. If we're going to, we should be pressuring for oversight. I mean, since the Church Report in 1975, and you should, everybody, study that Church Report and study the conclusions that were drawn about the executive branch, in particular the federal level, that they're just a political hitman squad. But the point is, without that kind of oversight, I think that focusing on congressional oversight of the executive branch is far more important than passing laws saying they can't do this, because they're going to do what they want anyway.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well, thanks for the call. I appreciate the input. And again, I'm not surprised, Dave. Okay, we've got a break coming up in about a minute here. We're going to go to Mark, then Mo. Mark in Kentucky, you're on with Michael and Nadia. Go ahead.
Yes. Ma'am, I was listening to your show this morning, and you were talking about the exodus going out of Gaza Strip going into Egypt. You know, I mean, to me, it's more apparent. I mean, if there was anyone out there that was denying the fact that the Palestinians were being mistreated to the degree that they were being mistreated and everything, and want to believe they're just all a bunch of radicals, that right there should tell you how bad things really are to have 350,000 people actually, you know, come across like a 15, 20-foot wall to get over to Egypt.
Well, they're desperate, and they've been repressed for so long, and especially in the last few months, they've had fuel and other food supplies cut off, and they're desperate, and they're not behaving in any way that's different than what you and I would do if we were in that situation.
And you know, the thing of it is that, you know, you get to studying a lot of this. And I listen to Michael Collins Piper too, and I've listened to other talk shows here on RBN. And you don't want to, like, you don't want to seem like you're anti-Semitic, or you don't want to seem like you're seeing a Jew behind every corner here, but it does seem like a lot of this goes back to our support of Israel. It really does.
Hey, Mark, I got to stop you. I'll hold you over for a minute after the break. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report, sitting in for John Stamler with Nadia Shamsidi. Be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we're back. Michael, I'm sitting in for an ailing John Stapmiller with my co-host, Nadia Shamsuddin, who has a show on the network in the mornings, Escape from Freedom, folks. Okay, we had Mark on the line. You wanted to comment for what Mark had said. Nadia, go ahead.
Yeah, you mentioned the term anti-Semitic. And, you know, they have coined that to mean specifically anti-Israeli, anti-Jewish. But I'll tell you, it's a misnomer because the Arabs are also Semitic. And Semitic just simply refers to an anthropological people group and language group. So I just wanted to say that for our listeners. I don't know how widely that's known because they throw that around so much.
Oh, I definitely understand that. I know it was something that was definitely created here in the good old 21st century here. But... It's not nothing that that came from anything biblical or anything like that. I understand that. But well, my point is that, you know, that's the word that most people understand when you're, like, against the Jewish culture or whatever, you're being anti-Semitic, so I put it in that popular vernacular. But, you know, it's like I said, though, I mean, you don't want to look at it and go, wait, I'm beginning to look at all these, under all these covers and read a lot on this, and I've also watched a lot of Ted Pike's documentary films on it, too.
And oh, yeah, his stuff is really, like, insightful.
I mean, it just seems like, yeah, I mean, when you peel back the onion here, I mean, you have the Trilateral Commissions, and you have the Bilderbergs, and you have all that, and I definitely believe that they're definitely the strong arms that actually implement a lot of this stuff. But I think underneath it all, I mean, it all comes back to the Jewish culture. It really does. It's just unbelievable. I mean, even the mob, we were always taught that it was the tough Italians that was behind the mob. No, it was actually Jewish money that was actually sponsoring the mob. So you just look at it, you know, it's the proverbial elephant in the living room. Another Patriot show all the time talks about, but yeah, he doesn't even talk about it. It kind of makes me a little bit like, I don't understand why others cannot see this. And I also wanted to make another say something else too. We're in this war with Iraq, and I don't think people are getting a lot of what's going on here. They talk about how it's a war for democracy. Well, maybe it's not a war for democracy as much as it is a war for profit, but also maybe the reason why they're fighting us over there is because they're fighting their culture. Wait a minute, this democracy is supposed to bring things like, I don't know, pornography and all the other stuff that we see in our culture, abortion on demand, and they don't want this type of thing. They don't want our culture over there. They don't want a Western culture.
Well, they don't want us there, period.
Right.
You know, that's the bottom
line. Well, I mean, it just kind of helped. We live in a very small world. I'm not saying that every single person there has got satellite TV or whatever, but I'm sure that there's a lot that at one point did, and they see something on TV, and they see what we're into, what kind of movies we watch and everything, and they said, my God, we don't want this here. You know? Why?
Well, every society has its ills. What
right.
You're saying is that we have some that they don't have, but they have their own, trust me.
Oh, believe me, I believe that too. But, you know, when it comes right down to it, I'm not so sure about Iraq, but I know the Muslim culture in general really forbids things like abortion and stuff like that. In many ways, these Muslim cultures seem to be more Christian than we Christians here in the United States are. I mean, it's kind of...
Well, I wouldn't agree with you. Yeah, they may be dogmatic, you know, in their dogma. They may be against it, but abortion is practiced in the Middle East. They wouldn't want you to know that, but it is. Yeah.
Well, I know it is. I know it is in Iran.
Yeah.
It is?
Absolutely, yeah. But you don't hear about it. I mean, they want you to think that they're pious. But, you know, the reality is, look, anywhere, there's hypocrisy everywhere, regardless of your religious persuasion.
Right.
Right?
Right. I agree with you. Well, that's the first time I ever heard it. I heard that, actually, I had heard and listened to some things and actually tried to read some things on Iran, and I thought that that was actually forbidden for them to actually have abortion on demand in Iran.
Well, and I'll tell you also, it's practiced widely in Israel, and this is one of the concerns that I heard a rabbi speak about a few years ago, is the disproportionate numbers of the population between the Israelis and the Palestinians, because the Israeli women are pretty liberal, and in fact, you know, they have mandatory military service for all the girls and guys that come out of the high school. They have to go in the military for a two-year period. The women are guaranteed by IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, they are guaranteed two abortions. Because it's known how loose they are, and you know what?
We're
paying for it. This is the great hypocrisy. You know, the billions of dollars of military aid that we give to Israel. This is part of it. This is how they're spending it.
Talk about that.
You won't hear Don Heggie talk about that part. I guarantee you that.
Oh, of course
that.
Not. No, of course not.
Listen, Mark, I've got to run,
really
man.
It's been talking to you, and thank you very much for putting up with my opinion.
Thanks for the call.
All right, now, Mo has been waiting patiently for, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes, so let's bring Mo up. Mo from Oregon, you're on with Michael and Nadia. Mo, go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much indeed for taking my call, and Nadia Shamsuddin. I would like to talk about Iran. Iran's situation is very dangerous because Iran is going to have a very, very big maneuver in the same area that happened two weeks ago, a false flag, Gulf of Tonkin. It's going to have called Unity 86. And within 3 weeks or 4 weeks range, there's going to be the biggest maneuver in Persian Gulf. And there is a big possibility that the war would start from there automatically or by another false flag, Gulf of Tonkin, in Persian Gulf. And I would like to also comment on if have you ever seen the Protocol of Zion, the movie that the Jewish is made? His name is Mr. Levin. Have you ever seen the Protocol of Zion?
No, I haven't, but I'm interested. Tell me more.
Yes, in that movie, it's very, I advise it right now, it's on Blockbuster or Hollywood, and anybody can go ahead and see it. The way it's made it, I mean, it's chapter by chapter. It's about 28 chapters. It's about the protocols that what they have cooked for all of us, and not only for Iran, not for United States and North American Union, not for European Union, not for African Union. I mean, they are going to kill 80% of population, and the 20% would be under the martial law.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, population reduction is at the forefront of the agenda of the New World Order. So you're absolutely right on that.
And if you go to FDA.gov, since last night, they put the flag of Mexico and they put the flag of Canada next to it. If you go to FDA.gov, and I have it over here, I can even email it to you, that it says trilateral cooperation charter between the health products and food branch, Health Canada, and Mexico and United States. And now this is, BCSPP.gov. And now FDA, U.S. Food and Drug Administration, is putting the Mexico flag and Canadian flag right there. I mean, this is North American Union already. We are 80% complete. 20% is coming down the road within 1 year, 2 year. And AMERO. And once the AMERO comes, they are going to say it's a new money. And they might say $100 of your money would be exchanged for one AMERO, or maybe they say $1,000 of dollars is equal to one AMERO because it's a new money. And because of Mexico and Canada, we have to do that. So you don't know what will happen. So the best advice is for me to buy gold and silver at this time.
Absolutely,
It's the way to go. And there was another comment I want to make regarding this $600 or per person or $1,200 per couple that they're going to give us. I mean, this is a sham. I mean, we are not going to get this check until June, July, August, September, October of end of this year. And God knows by that time they say, hell with it, we are not going to give you anything. So everything is a sham in this country.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What do the people in Iran think about Ahmadinejad? Is he popular?
Ahmadinejad. He's also elected by the rigged election that in the United States. You see, the rigged election in Kenya. Rigged election in Pakistan. I mean, Benazir Bhutto, when he died, it was a prelude to see another more problems coming down the road for Iran. And Ahmadinejad, he's the same as others. He has no different. Nobody likes him. 90% of the population don't like him. But everybody, I mean, if you see the movie Daybreak, is a new movie made inside Iran, inside the FEMA camp in Evin prison in Tehran. I mean, you can see. I mean, it's a sad story, but I mean, it shows that this is what happened in Iran, FEMA camps. And so people are scared in Iran, and that's what the result is. Ahmadinejad, as Ayatollahs are a bunch of bastards, bunch of bisexuals, and homosexuals.
Wow, that's an interesting perspective. Yeah.
So you would categorize them as elitists as well, would you, Mo?
Yeah, illegally elected by the by the rigged elections. They are not. Iranian. They never vote to Ayatollah. If you remember, the last prime minister of the Shah of Iran, Dr. Shapur Bakhtiar, he was in the airport. When the Air France gave the free ride to globalists, gave the free ride to the Khomeini, the black shaitan, he came to Iran, and there were five F-5. They were going to down the airplane as soon as enter to Iranian airspace. However, the CNN reporter, ABC reporters, and all were inside the Air France plane. So then Dr. Shapur Bakhtiar, at the very last moment, said, no, stop it, don't shoot him, let him land. And then when he landed, he came from exile. And then the first reporter asked him, what's your opinion? I mean, what's your feeling? And he said, I have no feeling, but the country given to the Ayatollahs, these bastards, Ayatollah Khomeini. And since then, we are gone downward. We are in the become like Zimbabwe. I mean, Zimbabwe, they have issued $10 million deal, and everybody can get $500 million a day from their banks, which is equal to 500 pounds, because of recession, because of what happens in Zimbabwe. And with $10 million, you cannot buy even a piece of bread. And same
Do you still have, Mo, do you still have family in Iran?
No. I actually, all my family is left, but the thing is, just it's matter of the World War III is coming, and just this matter is very very horrible. You know that what they're doing, the Protocol of Zion, that they're cooking for us, all of us.
Now, yeah, I wanted to ask you again for the title of the film. So, are you saying it's the Protocols of Zion?
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
okay.
It has also
Do you know who made it?
Yeah, Mr. Levin, and I can tell you just one moment. I can hear it is made a valuable and frightening survey of contemporary anti-Semitism. New York Post. Protocol.
All right. Protocols as I am. Okay, well, thank you for that. We've got to let you go, Mo. We've got a break coming up shortly here, but very good input. What do you think of that? I mean, the 90%, according to Mo, Nadia, 90% of the Iranian people don't like Ahmadinejad either.
Yeah, well, I had heard that from an Iranian friend. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he comes across as so eloquent and so humane and so...
Well, he's probably a psychopath. you know?
Well, I used to like him until Mo called, you know. But you know, we got a break coming up here shortly, but I wanted to share with you, isn't it amazing, Nadia, how these people, all of these government officials, you know, you think you get rid of them and they go off somewhere else, or they're the CEO of an oil company or whatever, and then amazingly enough, in another administration, they surface, they rear their ugly head somewhere else. And I thought we got rid of Rummy, Donald Rumsfeld, when Rumsfeld resigned there right the day, what was it, the day after the elections in 2006, and he went back into the, you know, the corners of the Pentagon somewhere. We never heard any more from him. Well, guess what? Rummy resurfaces, and now he's calling for yet another agency, of which how many agencies the United States government have? How many thousand maybe they have? He's calling
for it goes on ad nauseum.
I mean, where did they get this money from? He's calling for a United States, get this, propaganda agency. Propaganda.
Are you serious? You know what that sounds like? Well, you know who Goebbels was. Goebbels was the...
The German...
was the mastermind behind Nazi propaganda, yeah.
But why would we even need an agency for... I mean, this is, you know, this is like, okay, here we
are.
Yeah,
why do we need an agency? Michael, we have Fox News.
I know they're doing such a good job of it already, but Rummy, you know, he crawls out from under the rock of the Pentagon, and he resurfaces calling for a United States propaganda agency like we don't have enough of it already. This is just ridiculous. And so here's this picture of him, and I'm sure you saw that clip when Cynthia McKinney grilled him on the sex slave operation and watched him song and dance there when he was talking about the laws, rules, and regulations regarding being in the penalty box, and I believe it was Kellogg, Brown, and Root, or maybe Halliburton, with the running the slaves. You know, you saw that clip, didn't you?
No, I missed that.
Okay. All right, well, I have to point that out to you then. But at any rate, you know, yes, here's this sneering face of Donald Rumsfeld, and I don't know how he can get on with a straight face and look at people and call for a propaganda agency when we have so much propaganda coming out of Fox News right now. It just blows me away. These people never stop, Nadia. They never stop. And, you know, this is an ongoing war for our mind. And look what got a break coming up. Final segment of the National Intel Report with Nadia Shamsuddin and Michael Herzog. Be right back, folks. Stick with us for the final segment.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy, we're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We're back. Final segment of the National Intel Report with your host, Michael Herzog, sitting in for an ailing John Stadmiller with my gracious co-host that has volunteered to sit in right shotgun with me, Nadia Shamsuddin, who has a show on the network in the morning called Escape from Freedom. And closing out this, yes, Nadia, Rummy is resurfacing. Isn't it amazing how all of these public officials just kind of they're kind of shuffled around, you know? What is the one?
Well, they're all part of the same club, you know.
Oh, sure, yeah, they're yeah. The backs. I mean, it's like if you and I and maybe 10 of the listening audience out there, you know, if we all owned a baseball team, you see, and you know, one year I might put you in charge of coaching first base, and then the next year I might move you over to third. I mean, that's all this is, and the mainstream public doesn't see this, but you know, it's just like add insult to injury. Why in the world would the United States government need a propaganda agency? I mean,
that's really bizarre.
It's unbelievable. But you know, Rummy, of course, would think of something like this. But I would think that all he need to do is just sign on as a CEO or on the board of directors of Fox News. That's all he needs to do. That's one of the many things I love about Donald Rumsfeld is that he's totally unrepentant. You know, 2001, the Pentagon under his leadership created the controversial Office of Strategic Influence, which was closed down just a few months later. And now he's talking about a U.S. propaganda agency. It just, I mean,
By the way, Michael, being unrepentant is also another symptom of being a psychopath. I just want to throw that in.
Hadn't Laura Knight Jadzik on my show several months ago was telling me the characteristics of psychopaths. Yes, and they don't have a conscience. They don't have. They believe that whatever they do is in the better good for themselves. They have no feelings or caring or compassion or empathy from anybody but themselves. And
right.
They eat their own. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, listen, dear, I appreciate you so much coming on and spending time, and I hope the audience had a chance to get to know you a little bit, and I sincerely hope that they will tune into your show, because I do, and I think you bring a lot of interesting information to the table, and we're all looking to gain knowledge, and that's what this is all about, and that's why we all
listen
to
our listeners. Well, I thank you, Michael. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It was fun.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, and you have a good weekend, okay?
You too.
Okay, folks, Nadia Shamsuddin, Escape from Freedom, 9 o'clock Central Time, Monday through Friday. New host on the network, been on here for 2 weeks now, brings a lot of interesting points of view to the table, and she is spent a lot of time in the Middle East, has quite an extensive bio of which she didn't post at all on RBN, but she's a great host, and she's getting better by the minute. So, at any rate, well, I don't know. Did we leave anything out today? A lot of callers, a lot of input, and I thank you guys for it because, as I told you before, you know, John, being ailing like he is, he put me on the air with no notice. I was going on the air today when he asked me to do the show. And, of course, I know he's wearing so many hats here that I couldn't do anything other than say yes. But, you know, I appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk to you guys, the listening audience that doesn't listen to my show, The American Awakening. And with that, you know, end of another week. What's next week going to bring us? All I can tell you is that Ron Paul needs to win. Ron Paul is the only hope that I can see. And by the way, they're starting to drop like flies, people. Fred Thompson just bowed out. I think he got an acting contract or something to do another television show. Dennis Kucinich bowed out. It's getting down. It's getting down there to the nitty-gritty. We're starting to see only four or five of them on each side. They're going to have to start paying attention to him. And that's good for us. We need to get the message out and get the dumb, mind-numbed American public to start paying attention. Michael Herzog for John Stadmiller on the National Intel Report. Have a good weekend, folks, and I will see you guys next week on my show, The American Awakening, and hopefully John will be well by then. See you later. Bye. Let's take